CBS News special report. Portland head coach Chauncey Billups and current NBA player Terry Rozier of Miami are among more than 30 people facing federal charges. U.S. Attorney Joseph Nocella.
These defendants perpetrated a scheme to defraud by betting on inside, non-public information about NBA athletes and teams.
Rozier is accused of participating in illegal sports betting using that private NBA information. Billups is charged in a separate case alleging a wide-ranging effort to rig underground poker games. CBS's Anna Schechter.
This was a multi-state operation run by these old crime families known to law enforcement for decades. And what we just heard the prosecutor in the Eastern District of New York say is that his team had been monitoring the illegal gambling operations that these families have been running for years.
CBS News special.
This report on 540 WAUK is sponsored by Horizons Law Firm. Learn more about divorce coaching online at horizonslaw.com.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. One person is dead and two others hurt after a shooting on Milwaukee's north side last night. Police say it happened at around 10 p.m. near 51st and Garfield. The person killed was a 44-year-old man. Two others, ages 28 and 24, were hit but should recover. Investigators are still searching for a shooter and are asking for tips from the public. There was a major FBI sweep in parts of Milwaukee early yesterday morning, and lots of fentanyl and other drugs were seized. It was called Operation Chalkline, and the FBI Milwaukee office says they were conducting a massive gang takedown that brought together 14 SWAT teams and dozens of law enforcement agencies from across the area. Agents arrested 22 people on federal charges and carried out 24 search warrants in Milwaukee and Racine. They say they seized a lot of cocaine, fentanyl, meth, marijuana, 23 guns, and several vehicles. Police say this kind of teamwork helps take dangerous drugs off Milwaukee streets. Big names are officially behind that Port Washington data center project, OpenAI and Oracle. The consortium will invest more than $15 billion to build an advanced AI hub in the city. A new statement says once it's all done, the site will support more than 1,000 full-time jobs, plus thousands during construction. It's been about 30 years since Milwaukee kids trick-or-treated on Halloween. Ghouls and goblins in the city will head out Halloween night instead of Sunday afternoon this year, joining many other local communities. City leaders say the change better fits the spirit of the holiday, with Halloween trick-or-treat hours in the city of Milwaukee from 5:30 to 7:30 on October 31st. Police say they're promising more patrols to help keep families safe while they're out trick-or-treating. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Will Watson return? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Packers wide receiver Christian Watson has been rehabbing after suffering a torn ACL at the end of last season. Will this be the week Watson returns?
My goal and my plan is to play this week. I'd say I could have played last week too, to be honest, but you know, obviously just got to make sure I'm hearing everybody's opinions on everything and just being as smart as possible about it.
The Packers play the Steelers in Pittsburgh on Sunday Night Football. NBA, the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 37 points, the most in his career on an opening night, in a 133-120 victory over the Washington Wizards, but guard Kevin Porter Jr. undergoing an MRI for a severely sprained left ankle. How is he doing early in the game?
Just his defensive pressure, couple steals, deflections, and then just his half-court defense, him and our whole group, led to us a ton of runouts. It might have been the most advanced passes we've had.
That's the Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Stay connected to the stories shaping your community and Wisconsin. Listen to it all right here on 540 WAUK and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy for your Thursday afternoon. Northwest winds and highs in the lower 50s. For tonight, a freeze warning goes into effect as skies become mostly clear. Lows in the lower 30s could be a little colder in some outlying areas. It's 42 at our studios.
50% of marriages end in divorce. Many of you listening may need our services. I'm Michelle Fitzgerald, founder of Horizons Law Group in Brookfield. Every divorce is different, so we offer a range of options, including flat fee, limited scope, mediation, and traditional divorce services. Don't go it alone. Educate yourself. Call Horizons Law Group, 262-432-3600, or visit horizonslaw.com. Horizons Law Group, where we educate, collaborate, mediate, or litigate to serve you best.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by UW-Madison Professor of Military History, John Hall. We dig into what is going on in the current moment and its historical echoes of our past.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 540 WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, top of the Thursday to you. Donald Trump's elite pedophile protection program. Who are they protecting? What's going on here? Also, is America ready for AOC in 2028? I'm ready. And I think there's a bunch of other great progressives out there. I really do believe we are on the verge, or we are in, actually. I think we've been in it since 2016, at least, a major populist progressive moment. We'll talk about that, too, in the first hour of our program. And if the conservative majority of the Supreme Court handing Trump the freedom to deploy the military wherever and whenever he chooses, if that happens, then the president's power grab will be complete. Can anything stop him from never leaving the White House? In the second hour of our program, a live report from Kyiv, Ukraine. Phil Itner will be with us, as he is every Thursday, assuming... they got hit pretty badly yesterday. The whole city was blacked out, assuming he's got electricity. We'll find out. And also, Dean Obidawa will be with us in the second hour. Do we need a brain scan of Trump's brain to find out if he has dementia? In the third hour of our program, Trump says Democrats may never be allowed to be elected at the federal level, and he'll use the Department of Justice to prevent it. Also, is Letitia James tracking ICE? Interesting stuff here. To start out, Amy Wallace is the biographer or the co-author, basically, kind of not quite a ghostwriter, who worked with Virginia Giuffre on her book, Nobody's Girl, I think is the title of it. And what comes to mind, and I mentioned this in my op-ed, this is my daily take today over at HartmanReport.com, is titled Trump's Elite Pedophile Protection Program, Who Are They Protecting? It brings to mind Emmett Till's mother, you know, just basically pulling back the veil, saying this is what racism looks like, this is what hate looks like. And now you've got Virginia Giuffre and Amy Wallace saying, you know, this is what, you know, a sex trafficking ring of wealthy men looks like. And Amy Wallace, in an interview, specifically said that she knows the names of the men who were raping these little girls, and that the FBI, and presumably Kash Patel, its director, and the Department of Justice, and presumably its director, Pam Bondi, know those names, too. Now, Pam Bondi spent 8 years as the Attorney General of Florida during the time that Jeffrey Epstein was living down there raping young girls and running a sex ring. And she did prosecute sex crimes against children, but she never even looked, to the best of anybody's knowledge, at Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, you know, inquiring minds want to know, you know, what's up with that? But here we have... this one, and Amy Wallace, you know, when she, in this interview where she said, yeah, you know, yes, I know, she said, quote, yes, I know who the names are. Virginia knows who the names are. So does the FBI and the DOJ. End of quote. And then she went on to say, by the way, the information is not in my house, so don't try to break in to get it. Which I thought was fascinating. And yet these files remain sealed. You know, the Republicans, oh, we have ongoing investigations, or there's a legal process. And it all appears designed to protect one man, Donald Trump. Although I'm guessing that, you know, there's more than just Trump that's being protected, you know, obviously. But was Donald Trump also raping children? Was his Miss Teen USA pageant that he owned back then when he was friends with Jeffrey Epstein part of Epstein's network? Was he feeding teenage girls to predators? I mean, remember the Newsweek headline? This is an actual Newsweek headline. There's a hot link to it in my article today. Quote, Epstein victim was contestant in Donald Trump's teen beauty pageant. So why is Johnson, why is Mike Johnson refusing to swear Adelita Grijalva into office? Is it just because of this? And how long can he pull this thing off? I mean, most recently we've been treated to these just naked lies by Pam Bondi. Pam Bondi came out, oh, yes, the Epstein files are sitting on my desk waiting for me to, you know. And, I mean, it is literally, she said, sitting on my desk. And now she and Kash Patel, oh, there's nothing to see. No, there's nothing there. And please don't tell Donald that I ever said there was. You've got basically every institution that is controlled by Republicans right now participating in this cover-up. The FBI is participating in the cover-up. The Department of Justice is participating in the cover-up. The Republicans in the House of Representatives are participating in the cover-up. The Republicans in the Senate are participating in the cover-up. The Supreme Court has refused to take any of these cases as they float up there. The Republicans on the Supreme Court. And the White House, of course, is participating in the cover-up. I mean, we've seen this kind of thing before, right? The Catholic Church and the pedophile priests. We've also seen it in realms that have nothing to do with sex. The asbestos industry had known since 1934 that their product produced mesothelioma, but they concealed it. And it killed my father, who worked in a steel mill. When, you know, he was going to college, he wanted to be a history professor, and when I was born, or when mom got pregnant with me, he dropped out of college and got a job in a steel mill because, you know, hey, I got a family coming here. And the steel came off, the hot steel came out of the blast furnaces or whatever it was and ran over these rollers that were coated with asbestos. My dad worked in a cloud of asbestos, and it killed him. My brother Stan smoked all his life, the tobacco industry, and died from it. The tobacco, you know, died from COPD. The tobacco industry spent millions, these executives, covering up what they knew about the associations between smoking and COPD and lung cancer and things like that. And a whole bunch of cancers, actually. I mean, we've seen this before with no accountability. None of these executives ever went to prison. Nobody from the tobacco industry ever went to prison. Nobody from the asbestos industry ever went to prison. The Sackler family, you know, they made billions hustling OxyContin. Nobody from that family ever went to prison. They're billionaires. They're untouchable. If they don't even live among us. They travel on private jets and live in, you know, mansions with security. This is what wealth can do. The formula never changes. When uncomfortable truths threaten rich and powerful people, you know, they figure out how to insulate themselves. So, you know, the FBI, the Justice Department, the Republicans in Congress, every public servant with knowledge of this needs to be speaking out. They need to participate. They need to figure out, you know, we need to get to the bottom of this. It's not about revenge. It's about the cleansing of the moral fabric of our country. And it's time to do something about it. Emmett Till's mother showed us what courage looks like. Now that same courage is needed again, in my opinion. Till the truth comes out, till justice is real, this stain is going to stay on all of us. We'll be right back. On the other side of the break, is America ready for AOC? This is, I think so. I'm ready. What about you? We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
14 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with you. This is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. And your choices are you can tough it out and get sick and take time off work, or hope the doctor will see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of people coughing on you. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds, strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. I can get you $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's urgentcarekit.com/Tom, and use that promo code Tom to get $45 off.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A lawyer who had multiple phone calls with President Donald Trump during the January 6th insurrection has been appointed by the president to investigate debunked allegations that widespread fraud changed the outcome of the 2020 election. He has 130 days as a special government employee to complete his assignment. The Wall Street Journal reported October 17th that Kurt Olson, a product liability attorney turned Trump election lawyer, was appointed to look into President Trump's claims that the 2020 election was stolen. According to the January 6th Select Committee report, it was Olson who drafted a memo on January 2nd entitled "The Role of the Vice President in Receiving Votes from the Electoral College," and he spoke with Trump three times on January 6th. The Detroit News reports that Olson has recently been involved in defending another Trump election lawyer, Stephanie Lambert, from accusations she and others tampered with Michigan electronic vote tabulators. He defended U.S. Senate and Arizona gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake in her baseless challenges to the 2022 election. A judge sanctioned Olson for, quote, "false, misleading, and unsupported factual assertions," though his fines were later dropped. Two good government groups later filed ethics complaints in Maryland and Washington, D.C. for an alleged, quote, "pattern of unethical conduct." We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrics, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll, I'm a Patriotic Millionaire, and I approve this message.
Good morning, Milwaukee. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. A little bit of breaking news. You might be waking up to a power outage.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association. 30.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Hey, if you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate 10 bucks to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511. Save over 24% off with a Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards.
Be small, be good. But we remember what they did in the dark. And we are not quiet anymore. They hide their sins in marble halls. They wear their crimes in suits and smiles. We were 14, they were kings. Now we're here. Truth is a wound that's still bleeding, and we're done with the pain. Tell us, who are they protecting when they all know the names? They took our youth.
It's Donald Trump. Welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour. AOC would be formidable. Bernie Sanders was asked about this on a podcast yesterday or the day before, you know, the Axios show. And, you know, what do you think about AOC as president? When he said, well, actually, the question was, would she be a formidable candidate? And Bernie said, I think she would. He said, it's her decision to make. He said, I've been out in the streets with her. People come up and how she responds to people is so incredibly genuine and open. It's just something that's a gift that she has. It's a quality that she has. She's a great speaker out there. And then he adds, she came from the working class. She was a kid who was cleaning houses with her mother. She knows what it's like not to have any money, and she's going out fighting for working families all over this country. And then he adds, I want to say it's not just Alexandria. You've got a lot of great young people out there in the Progressive Caucus in the House. I mean, literally dozens. And that gives me a lot of optimism about our political future. Now, here's my thoughts on this. First of all, if AOC runs for president in 2018, I'll be at the front of the line supporting her. That said, she's in her mid-30s. She's over 35 now, I believe. That was last year or the year before. So she's now eligible to become president. But she's also in the House of Representatives. I may be wrong on this. I mean, fact check me. Look it up. But because it's been a lot of years since I've written about John Quincy Adams, who was always one of my heroes. This was a guy who he's the son of John Adams. He went to the House of Representatives, then he became president. And then after his presidency, he went back to the House of Representatives just so he could defy the law or the rule. Maybe it was a House rule. I don't recall if it was an actual law or if it was the House rule that said you may not use the word slavery on the floor of the House. And he did it every single day. He was an outspoken opponent of slavery. Congressman from Massachusetts, John Quincy Adams. To the best of my knowledge, he's the only person who went from the House of Representatives into the White House. Everybody else either went from being a governor or a senator. Even Reagan was a governor until Donald Trump. Donald Trump was the first guy who had no political background whatsoever. And I would say that, because, prior to Trump, I would have said, going from the House to the White House is a big leap. It's unlikely to succeed. But, after Trump, all bets are off. And this is a populist moment. So I agree with Bernie. I think she'd be formidable. On the other hand, there's a lot of talk about her challenging Chuck Schumer and moving into the Senate and then moving from the Senate like Jack Kennedy did into the White House. And that makes a lot more sense to me, frankly. And Chuck Schumer is old and, he's a great legislator, a terrible public speaker. And she is a leader. I would love to see her take Chuck Schumer's seat. But, that's going to be a couple of years down the road and lots of time to talk about that. We've rarely faced a more serious moment with the Supreme Court and deputizing Proud Boys. Some wild stuff. We'll get into that on the other side of the break, and I'll pick up your calls. So stay tuned. It's 27 minutes past the hour here on the Tom Hartman Program, Defending America from the Weapons of Mass Deceptions. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with your calls. With us today is co-founder of Native Path Collagen, Dr. Chad Walding. So glad to have you with us. Tell us about your company.
Well, Native Path, we're a company that is really all about aligning human health with the way it's designed to eat, move, and live. We look at the past 100 years and we see a consistent rise in disease, specifically metabolic disease. That rise has been happening despite all our advances in technology and medicine. We really recognize and appreciate the timeless principles that are really appropriate for humans and human health. And what we do as a company is we educate people on nutrition and movement and lifestyle, and we help provide supplements to help fill in the gaps of the vitamins, the nutrients, and minerals that are missing in the modern diet.
And you do this with Native Path Collagen. What exactly is collagen?
Collagen is our hero product. That's the first product we came out with. And collagen is the most abundant protein in the body, right? It's what makes up the structure of your body, your tendons, your ligaments, the things that you look at, like your hair, your skin, your nails. It even makes up your bones and your gut lining. So it's extremely important to have collagen. And it's something that our ancestors would get plenty of with the way they ate, because they would eat nose to tail. They would take the bones of an animal. They would put it in a big pot with hot water and make broth. And that's how they would get collagen. But we're not getting near enough in our modern diet, because we're so bombarded with carbohydrates and fat and not near enough quality protein, certainly not enough collagen. And collagen is something we produce on our own, but around the age of 20, that starts to decline. Around 50, it really starts to decline. When we're deficient in collagen, it accelerates the aging process, the weakening of the structure of our body. So it becomes really important to start supplementing with it as we get older. Consuming quality protein, specifically in the form of collagen, is one of the easiest things you can do that makes the most difference in your health.
It's remarkable stuff. Dr. Chad Walding, thank you so much for dropping by today.
Awesome, Tom. Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today at getnativepath.com.
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will do some recombobulating with Civic Media's political editor, Dan Schaefer, to kick around all the Wisconsin news. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Trick-or-treating in the city of Milwaukee is moving to Halloween night for the first time in more than 30 years. City officials say it's about embracing the holiday spirit, but not everyone's convinced. Some parents and city leaders fear safety issues like reckless driving and crime after dark. Trick-or-treat hours are set for 5:30 to 7:30 on October 31st. Other communities have been running the door-to-door candy distribution on Halloween for years. Across southeastern Wisconsin yesterday, federal agents and local police joined forces for a wide-scale gang takedown. The FBI Milwaukee office helped lead the effort with 14 SWAT teams hitting targets in Milwaukee and Racine counties. A statement says the operation led to 22 arrests and the recovery of guns, drugs, and vehicles all tied to violent crime. Officers from multiple departments across the state took part, from the state patrol to local police in West Allis, Oak Creek, and Cudahy. The FBI says this kind of teamwork is critical for keeping Wisconsin safe. A West Allis couple is facing serious charges after the death of their 4-year-old son and alleged abuse of his twin sister. Prosecutors say 21-year-old Davario Cruz and 31-year-old Charlotte Couric gave conflicting stories before admitting they lied about how the boy was hurt. The criminal complaint describes weeks of severe abuse, neglect, and fear inside their home. Cruz faces 6 felony counts, including homicide and child abuse. Couric is charged with neglect leading to death. Another Hale interchange shutdown could slow weekend traffic. Starting at 11 tomorrow night, the ramp from southbound 41-894 to eastbound 894 will be closed for bridge work. It'll be shut down until 5:30 Monday morning. Officials say drivers should expect detours and take extra travel time. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
This report on WAUK is sponsored by Pickleball Kingdom, just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Pickleball Kingdom.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy for your Thursday afternoon. Northwest winds at highs in the lower 50s. For tonight, a freeze warning goes into effect as skies become mostly clear. Lows in the lower 30s could be a little colder in some outlying areas. It's 42 at our studios.
Looking for something new to do? Pickleball Kingdom is the place to be. With 17 top-tier indoor courts, a pro shop, event space, locker rooms with showers, it's more than just pickleball. Unwind at the fully stocked bar, catch a game on one of the big screen TVs, or just hang around and enjoy the space.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Donald Driver. This is the place to play.
Just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road. Follow Pickleball Kingdom Menominee Falls on Instagram and Facebook.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Paul Jaconi Berry and Sean Hannish back with another great Wisconsin sports film. No Packers, no life.
Sean came across No Packers, No Life at the Wisconsin Film Festival and said, you got to see it. We got to see if we can do something. This movie is just such a great opportunity to really see the impact of Wisconsin culture halfway around the world in Japan. It is just so magical and joyful. Yeah. So I encourage everybody to come take a look.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, Jason Mansmith from Green Lake's Thrasher Theater makes the popcorn pick of the week. Then Chris Rogowski from Chicken or the Egg Photography makes an in-studio visit. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
So much for all of your support.
Did you know
know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
They're rolling in from Washington, all geared up and grim. Helicopters circling low, and no one invited them. They came for war, but what they found were bubbles, drums, and flare. A unicorn with tearful eyes and glitter in her hair. How's ice gonna handle Portland when the dancers hit the street? When the naked riders serenade in nothing but bare feet? You can't fight joy with pepper spray. It slips right through the plan. So how's ice gonna handle Portland when the laughter hits the fan?
35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Yeah, it is a problem. The roller skating unicorn was out again last night in front of the ice building. Say that?
A whole bunch of them,
actually, Sean tells me. Indeed. There we go. Meanwhile, U.S. Attorney, former U.S. Attorney Joyce Vance, a former federal prosecutor, says that there's two critical cases that are about to go to the Supreme Court. This is from her Substack newsletter. In one, the court will be reviewing an 1827 case called Martin versus Mott, which has to do with whether the authority to decide to call up state militias belongs exclusively to the president. And this could be a big deal. I mean, if, as Joyce Vance points out, if the Supreme Court, if the conservatives on the Supreme Court give Donald Trump, the absolutely unlimited power to call up the federal, the National Guard, the Army, whatever, whenever he wants, wherever he wants, then we have slipped into something other than what we were as a federal republic. I mean, that's a major change in our form of government. So much for, federalism is the whole idea that states have basically a high degree of autonomy and power. And also, she notes that if they do this, they're basically, the Supreme Court is basically surrendering all of their power. And, Trump is saying that nobody, including the courts, can vet his decisions. And this gets us to judicial review. And I've had debates over the years, particularly with a number of my listeners here, about judicial review. And I've not been a big fan of judicial review, although at this moment it seems like judicial review is the one thing that might restrain the president. And so I'm starting to think that maybe John Marshall was onto something. And Jake Lang, this is the guy who wants Marco Rubio's seat down in Florida. He's running for the United States Senate. He's a Republican. He's come out and he says that, quote, "I would deputize the Proud Boys and the January 6th Patriots to bounty hunt illegal immigrants." He said, "We'd offer a bounty and work with the local sheriffs to deputize them and go out and make arrests of these illegal immigrants." This is exactly what the Klan was doing. I mean, it wasn't illegal immigrants, in quotes, although probably there was some of that. It's mostly black people, but and Hispanics and Jews and Catholics. But back in the day, they put on the mask, strap on a gun, put on the badge, and go out and enforce the law from the 1880s or the mid 1870s, actually 1876, right up until the end of the 1920s. You had the Klan out there in little cities all across America actually being deputized. And, the Republicans are like, hey, let's go back to those days. So what's on your mind? Chris in Littleton, Colorado. Hey, Chris, what's up?
Yeah, good morning, Tom. Peaceful, patriotic party. Invite everyone. No kings with 7 million protesters and no violence.
Mm-hmm.
Critical mass in the U.S. is about 11 million. And we are about two-thirds of the way there. Yeah. We need to keep going.
I think we're going to get there, yeah.
We should combine peace and patriotism as the main themes of our protest. with Trump as the enemy of peace and the enemy of America. Carry flags, sing patriotic songs, make protests a big celebration of 250 years of freedom. Invite everyone to join in. I mean, Democrats, Republicans, independents, invite everyone. Mm-hmm. Celebrate all the way to the midterm elections and then celebrate taking our country back.
It would be a fine thing, Chris. And I know that they had a big meeting, 50,000 people, something like that, showed up for a Zoom call or, something like that, day before yesterday with the organizers of this thing. And they haven't announced a date for the next event, but they are doing a whole lot of things. And there's a lot of organizing on the ground going on around the country. Indivisible is doing most of this. Indivisible.org, you really need to get on their mailing list. But I'm with you, Chris. I see it happening.
And these people are peaceful. They're like grandmas and grandpas and people in costumes and families with kids.
Yep.
And
no violence. I have 7 million people in the streets and no violence. It's pretty impressive. Chris, thanks for the call. Well said. Dennis in Aptos, California. Hey, Dennis, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, well, hi. I was at San Francisco at Great Ocean Beach Saturday with my wife. So we marched.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. A lot of people. One of the best signs I saw said, let's make Orwell fiction again.
Ha! I love it.
Yeah. So, and we've got to remember, Orwell actually fought in the Spanish Civil War in Catalonia on the side of the Republicans.
Yep,
when
the
Republicans
fascists.
Were good people.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was the small R Republicans, not the big R Republicans.
Exactly. And, I have to say, I hope these protests can work and would work and would move the needle. But I don't see that happening. I see actually Trump quadrupling down, if anything, like right after, the weekend. He wants to send National Guard to the San Francisco Bay Area, to Oakland and San Francisco. So I don't know what's going to stop him. The Supreme Court could, but we know we have a bunch of people with TSS, Trump's sycophancy syndrome, on the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
So I that's my big question is, what happens if he just keeps doing what he's doing and if he keeps taking more extreme steps? Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, wrecking the East Wing of the White House is one thing. Nobody told him he could do that. He just did anyway.
Yeah.
Caught everybody by surprise. But another thing I think that's worrying me right now is Mike Johnson not calling the Congress back. And I imagine he could keep them out until January 2027.
Yeah. Yeah. A couple of thoughts, Dennis. Number one, Trump had this meeting yesterday, or maybe it was the day before. They were talking about it on NPR this morning, where it was pointed out to him that he had designated Antifa as a domestic terror organization, but there are no laws that govern domestic terror organizations. But if you have an international terror organization, there are laws about that. And once you designate somebody an international terrorist or a member or even a supporter of an international terrorist organization, it could be as little as handing somebody a bottle of water or giving a $20 donation, then you basically lose all of your rights as an American, under the Patriot Act. And you can be arrested without warrants. You can be held without due process. You can be sent off to Guantanamo. You can be tortured. You can arguably even be executed. And so during this meeting, Trump turns to Marco Rubio, who would be the guy who designates foreign, as the Secretary of State, designates foreign terrorist organizations, and said, Marco, get that done. Designate Antifa as a foreign terrorist organization. If that is formally accomplished, I mean, I wrote an op-ed a couple of years ago saying I am Antifa. I was talking about, my dad, who volunteered to fight in World War II right straight out of high school. That was he was an anti-fascist. If they pull that off, and if the Supreme Court backs them up, you're going to see a crackdown in this country that's going to look just like what Putin's doing in Russia. So
absolutely. Well, there's the other point too is a lot of, he could just do that with the whole Democratic Party.
Yep.
And you know, we're not, apparently the United States isn't part of the international what is it called?
Criminal court.
The Hague.
Yeah. The
ICC. So what if you're not in that, what would give us the right to do that? To have Trump say these are terrorist organizations. I don't understand
the Patriot
how
Act.
That works.
No, no, we would do it under domestic law. We wouldn't be doing it under international law. But
okay.
You know, it's
under that.
Yeah, it's a really grim thing, and you know, it's the potential for disaster is very real on the one hand. On the other hand, I don't think America will tolerate this. I mean, you know, when Hitler rose to power, Germany had just been defeated in World War I. The country was in ashes. Inflation was exploding. That was during the period of time when, you know, you take a wheelbarrow of money, you know, to the store to buy a loaf of bread. He saved the country, and he was very, very popular for many years, until he really started cracking down. Trump does not have that popularity. He does not have that advantage.
No, he does not.
And Germany had only been a democracy for about 30 years. We've been a democracy for 250 years. I just don't think we're going to take
it. We're not Russians. We're not Hungarians.
Yeah, exactly.
We're Americans.
Exactly. Well said, Dennis. Dennis, thanks for the call. It's always great hearing from you. Appreciate it. We'll be right back. It's 45 minutes past the hour. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. I'll be right back with you.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
The Wisconsin Book Fest is a free 4-day festival in Madison that celebrates every type of reader. Whether you're into mind-racing mysteries, great birding guides, speculative sci-fi, or music memoirs, you're sure to find an author to obsess over. Join us October 23rd to 26th for dozens of author readings, discussions, book signings, and more. Head over to waukradio.com to check out the full event lineup. And don't forget to make space on your shelf for new favorites.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced, also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2030. 43. At the recombobulation area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is, and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the recombobulation area.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Attorney General Pam Bondi said that they had arrested the girlfriend of the head of Antifa. Troy from Mount Horeb is on the line. Good morning, Troy. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. I am the head of Antifa.
You are?
Yes, and I think my wife turned in my girlfriend. So,
you're in trouble now, Troy.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Marching boots on city streets, paper laws beneath his feet, every voice that dares to sing falls silent in the shadow of a crown.
It's good 51 to minutes be past king. The hour. Picking up the calls here, Philip in Ocala, Florida. Hey, Philip, what's up?
Yeah, I want to tell you what we can do. Not, I don't want to beat any dead horses today. Okay, Pam Bondi, the AG, is a registered attorney in the state of Florida. Okay. All we need is, for purposes of phrasing this, is some retired attorneys who are in the listening audience. If you go to the floridabar.org.
There's already been complaints filed against her.
And file a complaint.
It's already been done,
Phil. About her illegal acts. You download the form,
Philip,
as a PDF file.
Philip.
And then you mail it in.
Philip.
She gets enough complaints.
Philip, it's already been done.
By who?
I don't recall, but I know that it's already been done. There's at least one solid ethics complaint or whatever you call those things that's been filed with the Florida Bar against Pam Bondi, and there may be others. It was just maybe 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. I'm sorry, I don't recall who did it or the details of it, but I definitely read about it in the so-called mainstream media.
I tell you what, if enough people in your listening audience, and you got, you know, at least 800,000 people listening, okay, if any of them are retired attorneys,
yeah,
they
can
do that.
No, I get it.
All it's going to do is cost them a postage stamp.
Right, and it won't cause her to no longer be AG. She doesn't have to be an attorney to be attorney general or even an attorney in good standing. But it is a statement. It's a good statement. Philip, thank you. Bill in Morgantown, Indiana. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Or afternoon over here.
Well, good afternoon, Bill.
I know you are somewhat of a fan of ChatGPT, so I put a question into it about AOC.
Mm-hmm.
And if you give me a minute, I can read you what their summary says.
Sure. Or you can just summarize it in your own words. It would be better.
Well, okay, what it says is, if the question is, can she lead? Probably yes, given her capabilities and profile. But the question, should she leave now and do so successfully, is answers more nuanced.
Mm-hmm.
He would like to face it, give it headwinds, and may need to broaden her appeal, demonstrate governance competence, and bring the party together. But I think the key thing about it is bringing the party together.
Mm-hmm.
If that can be done, I think that's going to improve her stance. And I'll be honest, I somewhat respect her. I don't agree with her all much, but at least she's steadfast in her beliefs.
Yeah, she's honest. She's like the John McCain of the left, you know? I mean, somebody who has a very clear and well-articulated set of beliefs and stands by them.
But I was going to ask you one sidebar thing real quickly. I don't know if you're familiar with Stephen A. Smith, the ESPN guy.
Yeah, vaguely, yeah.
Well, he's on Substack right now, apparently one of the popular ones, and he brings up what I have said to you before.
Which is?
Both parties are not worth a crap. And he is a Democrat, now independent. He said if he ran for president, he'd be Democrat. Mm-hmm. And I think if you can track that down, you can see why he says what he does.
So what do you do with that, Bill? I mean, you're a Republican. I'm a Democrat. We've got these political parties. Both parties have some serious problems. I'm willing to acknowledge the problems in the Democratic Party, certainly. What do we do with that in your mind?
Well, I don't know. Like I said, I keep having fond memories of people like Scoop Jackson and Dip O'Neill and Reagan and, on and on, Howard Baker.
Yeah.
That's a whole generation ago.
Yeah.
If somebody like that, and hopefully in both parties, could surface at the same time or together somewhat, I think it might iron it out. But now everybody is catering to their base. Both sides.
Yeah, well, to a large extent. But, I mean, look at the positions AOC is taking. She's calling for a national health care system. 75-80% of Americans want a national health care system. And by the way, the cost would, be pretty much cut in half, and everybody would have access to health care. She's calling for free college for everybody. 70-80% of Americans support that. She wants an expansion of programs for feeding people. She wants to improve the quality of public schools. A lot of these were positions that Dwight Eisenhower supported.
Sure. But again, there is no Dwight Eisenhower around.
But my point is that at least in the Democratic Party, the so-called far left isn't that far left. She's not one of these defund the police people. In fact, she wants more police officers on the streets. So I just don't get the criticism, frankly, other than she's female and Hispanic. And I get, the whole misogyny and racism thing. And by the way, we've got about 30 seconds before we hit a hard break here, Bill.
Okay. Well, like I said, that was what was funny on ChatGPT. It never brought up any of that on the pros and the cons.
Mm-hmm.
They just took her maybe inherently, but if AI works the way it does.
That's why I think she should run for Schumer's seat. And then once she's in the Senate, run for the White House.
I think that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Because I think that's something that would help the Democrats in the Senate, at least, if they would get some kind of leadership.
Yep. And the Democrats need leaders. And AOC is a leader. I mean, you can't deny that. Absolutely. Bill, always good talking to you.
Thanks so much, Tom.
Yeah. Appreciate the call.
Nice talking to you again.
Back at you. All righty. We'll be back in the next hour with Phil Itner, live from Ukraine. And also at the bottom of the next hour, Dean Omidala, my colleague here on Sirius XM Progress 127, will also be with us. Do we need a brain scan of Trump's brain to see if he has dementia? Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Hey, let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use the code TOM, or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled...
Hey, it's Dan Haney. Join me weekday mornings between 6 and 9 as 540 WAUK presents All News All Morning. We start the day with everything you need to feel informed. Stuart J. Waddles has Milwaukee and local news three times an hour, followed by Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk, CBS News, Mike Lemons in sports, traffic and weather, money and market updates. Start your morning drive with All News All Morning on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
We're a civic media station.
540 WAUK, Jackson, Milwaukee.
CBS News special report. An NBA coach and player are among 30 people charged in two separate schemes.
These defendants, which include former professional athletes, used high-tech cheating technology to steal millions of dollars from victims in underground poker games that were secretly fixed.
U.S. Attorney Joseph Nocella says Portland Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups is charged in those rigged poker games backed by organized crime.
Once the game was underway, the defendants fleeced the victims out of tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars per game.
And Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier is charged in a sports betting operation that relied on inside NBA information. FBI Director Kash Patel.
The fraud is mind-boggling. It's not hundreds of dollars. It's not thousands of dollars. It's not tens of thousands of dollars. It's not even millions of dollars. We're talking about tens of millions of dollars in fraud and theft and robbery.
With CBS News special report, I'm Steve Kathan.
This report